This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. And now here's an update on a story we've been following on the program. It's a story we find disgustingly fascinating. Seven funeral home directors in New York have pleaded guilty in a scheme to plunder corpses for their body parts. Those body parts were then sold for transplants. One of the corpses was that of the late Masterpiece Theater host Alistair Cook. William Sherman broke the story initially for the New York Daily News, and he joins me now. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks.
Tell us what these seven funeral directors were accused of.
Well, the seven funeral directors were paid $1,000 per corpse by Michael Mastromarino, who's the ringleader of this alleged band of ghouls. They provided the corpses. Mastromarino and his cutters, those are the technicians who surgically removed the tissue, would cut open the corpses, remove the bones, slice off and shear off the skin, take out arterial valves, spines, and other material, and sell them to three or four publicly traded companies that in turn sold the material to hospitals, doctors, and other health care providers for transplants into the living. Like an ACL, you know, anterior cruciate ligament for somebody who had torn the ligament in the back of their knee.
Or they'd be used for hip replacements or fillings.
Spinal dells, bone was made into a paste used in dental implants, skin used for burn victims, fatty tissue used for cosmetic purposes, and so forth.
So tell us more about this ringleader. Who is he and what is he exactly thought to have done?
Well, Michael Mastromarino is an interesting fellow. He was a very well-known maxillofacial surgeon, an oral surgeon, who lost his license to practice in New York and New Jersey in 2000 because of drug addiction, drug use. He then got into this business. He was familiar with parts of it because of the dental implant aspect. He got into the business and became a partner with Joseph Nicelli, who was an embalmer in Brooklyn, who also owned a funeral home, which is a ready source for bodies. And they started off there and expanded it from Brooklyn to the Bronx, Manhattan, Rochester, Philadelphia, five different towns in New Jersey. They had an office in Canada and so forth. But today, in today's Daily News, a story which I'm proud to say I have exclusively, they actually had a plan to buy bones and other body parts from dead Russian prisoners from a prison in Russia.
Ugh.
And Mastromarino, in 2002, traveled to Russia, met with the prison official who was more than happy to do business. But in the end, it was determined that the process would be too unsanitary.
How big is this alleged scheme? How many people does it involve? How many corpses?
Well, so far, the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office has identified about 1,100 corpses in their case. And at this point, you know, they're finding examples of, you know, more bodies, more corpses every couple of weeks. But the body parts went to thousands, more than 20,000 people throughout the United States, Canada, Great Britain, and other parts of Europe. And the question is whether the body parts that went into the living were contaminated. And thousands of people have been tested for HIV, syphilis, hepatitis, and other communicable diseases. And the Food and Drug Administration says the danger is minimal, but it is there.
William Sherman is a reporter with the New York Daily News, and doubtless we'll be checking in with you later on as this story progresses. Thank you, William.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.